We want to elaborate and preach today. We got a very blessed scripture here that can help us along our life way. Amen. The only thing I am a preacher, and it's my job to encourage one another. Let you know that you can make it anyhow. Matter not about the odds may be against you, but it's just something about when you factor in Jesus, he makes the difference. Let's turn our Bibles to Joshua. Amen. Joshua, the 24th chapter. Amen. We thank God for Brother Joshua. I thank God for the way he thinks and the way he performed. Amen. And his great determination. We're going to read here coming from Joshua 24 chapter, and we want to read at the 15th verse. Praise God. And I want to thank God this morning for a clearer vision. Amen. I'm able to see better than I did previous Sundays. God is good, and we want to recognize his greatness. Praise God. The word said, "And it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord. Choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods where your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me," come on somebody, "I said, but as far as me, and not only me, but my house," praise God, "what will we do? We will serve the Lord." Amen. Isn't that a good decision? Brother Joshua made a great decision. And I do believe in the times that we live in, it's time for us to make some good, sound decision. Amen. And if I have a preaching topic today, it will be, "We will serve the Lord." Amen. I want to say it again where you can get it into your spirits. I said, "We will serve the Lord." Amen. It don't matter what goes on the news. Amen. But we will serve the Lord. Come on, somebody. It don't matter what the leaders are saying in our land and country today. But I said, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Sometimes your friends might don't want to follow you. Sometimes your, amen, Ace Boo don't want to follow you. But you got to have a well-made up mind for yourself. Amen. Just like Joshua, he said, "And me and my house." Come on, me and my household, me and my family, we going to serve the Lord. Amen. And I see today we slacking, amen, throwing the towel in, and ain't too many determined people today that really can just say, "I'm not going to let nothing here hinder me," because we will serve the Lord. Amen, amen. Yeah, makes no difference, praise God, what happened in our world today. Amen. You got to let yourself know, it ain't nothing going to stop me from serving the Lord. Amen. We gone too far to what?
Turn back.
Amen. Praise God. We got to keep that spiritual automobile in drive. Amen. The song said, "Forward, forward is the battle cry." Praise God.
We got to keep going on. Praise God. Thank you, Joshua. Amen. Joshua had, amen, a lot of odds was against him. And amen, they didn't want to serve the true God. They want to serve, amen, other gods. Amen. And want to do other things and live like they used to live. But Joshua was trying to let them know we got to serve the true living God. A God that will stick with you until the end. Amen. A God that will always be there. He ain't going to leave you. He ain't going to, amen, forsake you. He ain't going to overlook you. Praise God. That's why I serve this man. I've been serving this man for a good while now. Praise God. I'm here to tell you he ain't never left me. He ain't never lost a battle. He will do what he said he will do. Only thing we need to do is just say, Lord, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to live for you. I ain't going to move out of your will. I'm going to stay right in your will. I'm going to follow your procedure. I'm going to keep your commandments. I'm going to walk in greatness. I'm going to walk in goodness. I ain't going to fret. I'm not going to falter. But I'm going to go right on in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Do we have any determination, folks, in here this morning? Do we have some determination, folks, in here? I want you to know. I love that song. I love that song. 223, praise God. It said, I mean to go right on. I mean to fight the fight of faith until life on earth is done. I will never more. I said, I will never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know. But for God, I said, for God will give me the victory if only I shall go. We just sung that song, Victory in Jesus. Do you want victory this morning? Amen. You can have it. You don't have to walk around here, amen, defeated. You don't have to walk around here with your head hung down. Believe in God. Praise God. Believe in God. Amen. And he will work miracles. Praise God. So Joshua, you giving some good advice. Praise God. You doing a good job. Praise God. Amen. And I thank the Lord for you. Praise God. You are very encouraging this morning. Hey, ain't God good? Hey, amen. Praise God. You making some sound. I say you making some sound. Amen. Decisions. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. I tell you, when I read, it changed my life. It makes me want to be closer to God. Because if I ain't got to do nothing, sometimes we trying to fight another man's battle, and it's God's battle. Amen. We just wasting useless time. But we need to let go. Come on here, church. I say we need to let go and let God. Praise God. Come on. It said, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord. But I want you to know, choose ye this day whom ye will serve. Praise God. I want you to choose today, this day, whom you may serve. Ain't God good in this place? Can you choose this day, July the 19th, 2026. I'm not concerned what you did yesterday. I'm not concerned what you did this morning before when you came in, but what you're doing right now. Praise God. Choose you today, whom you may serve. Praise God. And serve them to the fullness. Praise God. Sometimes you got to look at your friends over here to the right. Sometimes there might be little hindrances to you. You may look to your left over here. And sometimes your friends try to slow you up because they tell you, come on over here and let's get in this. Let's do this right over here. Let's have some fun right here. Amen. Let's go over here and hang out with the boys. But I want to tell you, church, you need to hang out with Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Somebody can help you to make it. Because one day we got to leave from here. And the way we live, that's the way we're going to die. Praise God. Sometimes when people pass away, they say, what did he say last? Amen. It ain't so much what he said, it's how he lived his life. So be careful, church. Let's live your life to the fullness. Amen. Let's cross sisters and brothers. Every T. And dot every I. Because when I stand before God, when I appear before the Lord, I want him to look on me and say, where I am, you can come. I don't want him to say, where I am, you cannot come. But I want him to say, where I am, you can come. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. He said, I'm gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will what? Come again. Hello, somebody. Yes, he's coming again. And I want to make sure that I'm walking the walk. I want to make sure that I'm talking the talk. I want to make sure that I'm walking circumspectly. What that big word mean? I want to walk, make sure that I walk carefully. Hello in this place. Praise God. I don't want to get tripped up. I don't want to fall. Amen. Because I know my Bible says he can present me faultless. Amen. And keep me from falling. Come on, somebody. You ain't no handicapped person. Amen. Stay on your feet. Look to Jesus and he will carry you on. Praise God. Praise God. I thank God. I said, I thank God. I will. I tell you, I said, I will serve the Lord. It ain't nobody in this building. It ain't nobody in this entire world can make me stop serving the Lord. Hello in here, because I got a well made up mind. Amen. I'm going to go right on. Praise God. But a lot of times we make bad decisions. Amen. You ever made bad decisions? Amen. This is a decision that is very vital. Your salvation. Amen. It's just as important as your birth. When you was born in your mother's womb, that was a very important birth. Your next second important birth is your spiritual birth, when you was born in the spirit. And those two births is very important. And we don't want nothing to make us lose our relationship with God. Amen. This spiritual birth, see, if you lose that, amen, then you're going to go to a place where, amen, there will be no exit doors. Amen. It ain't going to be any fans, and it ain't going to be no air conditioning units. Praise God. No ball of pops. Come on, somebody. Amen. It's just going to be burning fire everlasting to everlasting. And I ain't planning to go there because I don't like heat. Amen. Even this 90 and 100 degrees weather we have, and I can't stand a lot of heat. I used to stand it when I was a little younger because I used to work out there in it. Amen. Seemed like I got a little ageable. I can't stand a lot of heat. Praise God. So if I can't stand heat, amen, I know I ain't going to stand fire. Come on, somebody. Amen. I want to go where every day is Sunday. I want to go where it's pleasant, praise God. Amen. You ain't got no wants. Amen. Everything is just like you want it, praise God. So don't let nothing stop you. Amen. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of the Lord. Praise God. Let's make some good decisions. Praise God. Amen. We're living in a time now. We got a lot of people need to listen to this message this morning and start making some decisions, some good, sound decisions. Amen. This life I've been living, I'm through with it. I'm through with it. Amen. Do your hand like that. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, life. Amen. And beckon the Lord life to come up. Lord, come in. Amen. I'm tired of this old life. This life ain't did nothing but kept me in and out. Amen. Doing things that I know I shouldn't do. I want to change. I want to be a new creature in Christ. Amen. Ain't the Lord good? Someone get me 2 Corinthians 5:17. I'm going to show you. I'm going to walk you through here. I'm going to walk you through here. This is how we should be. We should have a new walk and we should have a new talk. I know I'm going to quote that, but we're going to take time to read that. Amen. Somebody read it good and loudly. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17. What did that say? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, He is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Amen. That's what that says. Brother Daniel, the phone didn't like me to say that scripture and just cut right off when I quoted that. Come up here quickly, please, and get this back on. Amen. I'm going to pause a little bit because I don't want folks to miss what I'm got to say here. Amen. See how the devil got in that phone? Devil, we ask that you be rebuked in the name of Jesus. I may have to open my doors and rebuke him and let him get out of here. I think that's a good thing to do. LaMisha, can you open that door there and then open the entryway door? His spirit is trying to come in and stop the workings of the Lord. Open up, open up. Put the kickstand down. Now open that other door. All right. The other door. We don't want him just in the lobby, but we want him out of the church. Devil, we ask you to be rebuked in the name of Jesus. Go out. Go somewhere off of this lot. In the name of Jesus, take your flight, because I know you don't like the word, but the word will still be preached under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you. And I was mentioning about making right decisions. Have y'all ever made any wrong decisions? And you regret it. You say, that's right. Why did I make that decision? I should have did it like that. You know, one time I was getting a loan, right? And I tried to be kind of reasonable. I tried to don't try to be greedy. I didn't try to ask for a lot. Daniel, this thing going down again. You got it on the Wi-Fi. What you got it on?
I took it off the Wi-Fi.
It's still doing the same thing.
It's still doing. Wow.
But I told it, I was trying to get along, and I said, I'm going to be reasonable. I ain't going to ask for a lot. And so after the man, he went and interviewed me and all. He said, you qualified. He said, but you could have qualified for a lot more. And I said to myself, wow, why didn't I ask for a lot more? Amen. You know, so it seemed like I made the wrong decision right there, didn't I? Amen. But nevertheless, whatever the Lord blessed me to have, I was thankful. Praise God. But 2 Corinthians 5:17, we're going to go right ahead while Brother Daniel handling this technical problem here. He looked like he really working it out. Praise God. Thank you, brother. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man, got to make good decisions. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Amen. Let us all say new. Amen. We got a new walk. We have a new talk. We got new direction. Yes. Amen. I got a mind. I got a mind to know, praise God, that I will serve the Lord. That's my decision. Yes. I will serve the Lord. Amen. And I didn't only talk about myself, but I want my whole family. Come on, somebody. I want my whole family to recognize that we all, come on, as a family, praise God. We all need to serve the Lord. my whole household. Praise God. Amen. We all need to serve the Lord. One can chase a thousand. Two can put 10,000 to flight. Praise God. More the merrier. Ain't God good in here. We all can fight the devil together. Let the devil know he got to go. He ain't going to destroy your home. He ain't going to destroy my life. He ain't going to destroy your life. He got to go. Praise God. I'm going to serve the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I'm not going to be sad because I'm serving the Lord. I'm going to be glad I serve the Lord. In time like these, we all need the Lord. Praise God. From the White House to your house. Come on, somebody. Everybody need to praise the Lord. It's time to recognize what he's doing. He's working miracles. Praise God. In this time that we're living in, we're living in a little tough and rough situation, but we don't have to worry about it because me and my house are going to serve the Lord. Amen. Somebody said, Pastor Leonard, you fretting? Are you scared? No, why should I? Come on, somebody. Why should I? Because me and my house, we are serving the Lord. Amen. That's the answer. Praise God. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God. And I want to let you know, you just realize you don't have to continue in your walk with Satan. Amen. You don't have to continue in sin because you are serving the Lord. Praise God. Now in the Bible, the Lord wants to help us. Do you know the Lord wants to help us to live holy and righteous? Amen. He give us an invitation. Amen. Let's read that invitation that he given us. We don't have to live this kind of life. Amen. God is telling us to come. Amen. Let's turn over here to Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 28 and the 29th verse. Praise God. He want to help us. He want us to know I got your back. He wants you to know that you ain't got to be wearied and well-doing. Come to me, I can help you out. Praise God. If you don't come, then you can't get no help. All right, what did that verse say? Read loudly.
Come to me.
It said that Jesus is speaking these words. Jesus is letting us know we will serve the Lord. And in order to serve the Lord, you got to come to him. Amen. It said, come unto me.
All ye that labor and are heavy laden.
All ye that labor and heavy laden. If you heavy laden, you wearied in the journey, you come on to me. Read.
And I will give you rest.
You know what I'll do for you? I will give you some rest. I ain't talking about no bed rest either. Amen. I'm talking about some soul rest. Amen. I'm going to give you some rest. Come on.
Take my yoke upon you.
Take my yoke upon you.
And learn of me.
Amen. You know, what is his yoke? No more than his word. Amen. The word of God. What did it say? Read that back.
Take my yoke upon you. And learn of me.
I want you to learn of me.
That's right. For I am meek and lowly in heart.
Come on, somebody. For I am meek and lowly in heart. Let us all clap in here. That's exciting news. That's exciting news because ye shall find rest upon your soul. Do you need some rest? I'm here to tell you, I'm not talking about the blankets and the sheets and the pillows. Amen. I said, do you need some rest? When you are alone, when you're all out of shape, God can rest you up. God can calm you down. God, the Lord can say everything gonna be all right. Don't be troubled. Don't be weary in the journey. I got your back. Praise God. I love the Lord to tell us that. Amen. Now, man may say, I got your back. But when the Lord, come on, somebody. I said, when the Lord say he got your back, you ain't got to be worried about nothing. Why do you think, Brother Daniel, he told his disciples, why you think he told his disciples, don't be weary about nothing? Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, come on. In my Father's house are many mansions. Many mansions. Not one or two or half a dozen, but many mansions. If it was not so, he said, what? I would have told you. He said, I'm gone, Brother Curtis, to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, he ain't gonna forget. Amen. That's right. He will come back and receive you and you and everybody to himself. Good news. If I stop right now, that's enough to save America. Amen. That's good news. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes things may look impossible. It look like it cannot happen. You know, the devil may try to paint a bad picture. But we got to have faith to know, just speak it in existence. Amen. It can work. Praise God. When that Bible, when that verse said, in me and my house, I want to say this here. We must make a stand. We must make a stand in our homes, in our lives. We must tell ourselves that whatever come or go, I'm going to stand for God. I'm not going to bow down to the enemy, but I'm going to stand for the Lord. Upon conclusion, I'm getting ready to close now. Sometimes people say, how many doors do you have on your sermon? Because sometimes preachers, they say, I'm getting ready to close. Now they done said it three or four times and still ain't closed. So I don't have three or four doors on my sermon. But I'm going to let you know I'm getting ready to close now. But upon closing, there's a song that come to my mind. Like I said earlier, it's time to make some good decisions. And the song we sing quite often, it's a song that said, I have decided to follow Jesus. Do I have any cheerleaders? Do I have any witness? I don't know about you. I have decided to follow Jesus and no turning back. Praise God. Amen. Ain't praying to turn back. Turn back to what? We read in Sunday school lesson this morning about Lot's wife turned back. Why did she turn back? It didn't do her no good. And you turning back, it ain't going to do you no good. Turn back or look back or go back or any other kind of back. Maybe fat back. Amen. No back's going to do you no good. Another verse of that song said, the world behind me, but the cross before me. Hello, somebody. No turning back. Hello. The world got to go back. The world is behind me.
Solomon Gomorrah is behind us. Nothing back there is no good. But thank God, the cross is before us. Must Jesus bear the cross and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone. And there's a cross for me. So everybody get a lollipop. Praise God. And ain't nobody got to lick the tongue on and say, aha, I got the cross. You didn't get one. We all going to bear our crosses. Amen. I believe Sister McDonald can vouch to that. Amen. Bearing your crosses. Praise God. We all got to bear crosses. Things ain't always be like we want them to be. Folks ain't going to always do us like we want them to do. Folks don't call you everything but a child of God. What you going to do? Fall down and mope and grumble? But I'm going to shout. Ain't God good in this place? Yes, I'm going to praise him anyhow. I'm going to glorify God anyway. I'm going to run for Jesus. Like I was running this morning. I don't mind running for Jesus. He's the only thing going on. Come on, somebody. I see a lot of people run for a lot of stuff. Vain, but it ain't going to get you nowhere. But I'm going to run for Jesus. Because I have decided to follow the Lord. Don't no one join me. Huh? Come on now. Still I will follow. Come on, somebody. No turning back. No turning back. Sometimes when nobody join you, you want to, you know, people won't crowd somebody around you. Hey, come on and join me. Though nobody join me, I'm going to still follow him. I ain't going to turn around. I ain't going to make no detour. I will not make no U-turn. I'm going to go forward. Praise God. And this is my last verse of song. And my favorite verse. This is where we're going to close. Amen. I'm going to get excited now. Take the whole world. But give me Jesus. Take all what you want. Take all what you want. I want Jesus. You can take the whole world. Just give me Jesus. Amen. Praise God. That's all Joshua needed. Amen. I just need Jesus. Though no one helped me. Don't know what. Come on, somebody. Give me Jesus. And I want to tell you this morning, if you don't know Jesus as the pardon of your sins, I know you know how to spell his name. You know how to talk about him. You know what John 3:16 says. You know all those favorite scriptures. But are you living him to the fullness? You are living a holy life. I know we all can come out here on Sundays and we can wear white, we can wear blue, we can get sharp, looking good in Paris, looking all sanctimonious, holding your hands up, helping the preacher preach. But when you leave out of here, come on, somebody. Praise God. Amen. When you get into your homes, in your four walls, in your four corners, and your address, and the preacher ain't around, amen. You may think the Lord ain't around, but he up high and he look low. He see your action. He see the way you conduct yourselves. Amen. He see it all. And I don't want to be no hypocrite. Praise God. I'm going to be the same thing. I'm here at church. that I be at home. If I curse at home, I curse at church. Woo, that got quiet. Wow. So come on and let's get it right. The solution is not to not come. The solution is to come and let's get more like the Lord. And that song said, give me Jesus. You can take the word. You can take all the ways of the world, but give me Jesus. The Bible teaches us upon conclusion, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. I got a church in here now. May God bless you. I said, may God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. May heaven smile upon you. I want to read this verse once again upon closing. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. So you got choice. Rather the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood. Or the gods of the Amorites in whom land ye dwell. But hear the key verse here. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So keep that upon your bosom this morning. When the devil try to bluff you, when the devil come to you, try to deceive you, try to stop you, you let him know in me and my house. Devil, I don't know what you're going to do at your house, but I'm just telling you what I'm going to do at my house. We will. Not we might. Not that maybe so stuff. But we will serve the Lord.